KNDY.
And good evening and welcome from Axtell High School as we are just about ready to get things underway here. It is basketball time as the Marysville Bulldogs hit the road, and they are on the road at Axtell. Girl-boy doubleheader for you here. We're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll come back, take a look at both teams after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Family-owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
And welcome back to Axtell High School. We're just about ready to get things underway. Let's go ahead and take a look. I don't think they're going to have the national anthem now. If they didn't do it before JV, they will probably do it before the boys' game. So let's go ahead, as it looks like they won't do it now. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. Well, hold on. No, okay. I didn't want to start, then go ahead and have the national anthem play, but the Lady Bulldogs will start. Eva Pichel, she's a 5'7 sophomore. Linda Franco, a 5'10 junior. 5'10 senior Sammy Barnolds, 5'8 junior Macy Raver, and 5'8 junior Emily Dressman. Marysville in their road blacks, red numbers and white trim. The home Lady Eagles will start. 5'6 senior Bree Forney, 5'5 junior Haley Schmitz, 5'10 sophomore Corey Schmelsley, 5'8 senior Kinsey Feldkamp, and 5'7 junior Jordan Smith. Axtell in their home whites with blue numbers and red trim, as they are continuing to announce the starting lineups. Marysville is coached by Amy Renier, and Axtell coached by Abby Stevie. Had a chance to speak with both coaches. Abby Stevie said one of the biggest things for Axtell this year is they need to stay healthy and they need to stay out of foul trouble. Kind of some limited numbers as far as the bench goes, as far as experience. So she says as long as they stay healthy and stay out of foul trouble, not have to go too deep into that bench, Abby Stevie likes how things could shape up this year for Axtell. When I spoke with Coach Renier just a little bit before the ball game, she's expecting a very physical, very intense, very fast-paced squad here this year for her team, as she has a lot of returning, not so much or just starters, but also bench play as well. 8 minutes up on the clock. Both teams getting their last minute instructions as we get ready for game one of the 2019-2020 basketball season. Sammy Barnold center circle for Marysville. And for Axtell, Schmelzy, ball tipped up and fought for, and Marysville will come down with it. They'll start it off over on the left wing. I'll bring it back up top over to the right side, over to Dressman. Dressman to Franco. She'll drive baseline, but she is going to be fouled. It's Kinsey Feldkamp, first foul on her, first foul of the ball game. They're going to go into Bartles, pump fake, shot no good, gets her own rebound, turns around and puts it up and in. Sammy Bartles starts the scoring off. They lead it 2-0. Haley Schmitz with the ball over to the right side, now to the free throw line, kicks it out over in the corner. Along the baseline, pass is going to be intercepted by Franco. Franco bringing the ball up the floor, lobs it down. Over on the wing, out of the top of the key, over to Bartles. She'll put up a three-point shot. It's short, misses everything, and goes out of bounds. Sure, Sammy's got a little bit of rust, just as everyone else does, myself included. Haley Schmitz bringing the ball up the floor. She'll cross midcourt over to Bree Porting on the wing. She'll drive into the corner baseline. Over to Schmelzley, and got a whistle here. Foul is going to be on Macy Raver. That's her first, team's first as well. Axel inbound it at midcourt. Over to Haley Schmitz. She'll go along the sideline, picks up her dribble, double team, ball tipped, and Sammy Bartles comes up with it. Here comes Marysville. Linda Franco quickly up the floor. She'll drive to the right side, still with her dribble. Picks it up now over to Sammy. Bartles goes up top to Raver. Raver swings it over to Franco on the left side. Pump fake, but a little bit of movement, and she's called for the travel. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0, Marysville on top. Axel the ball near the center circle over to Bree Porting on the left side. Now to the high post. They'll kick it out over in the corner. Long two, and it is good by Kinsey Feldkamp. Marysville, Franco over to the left side. She'll get it right back in the lane. Turn around, shot back of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Fight for it, and looks like we'll have a jump ball, and it is. Possession arrow will go for Axel. 6:17 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at two. Axel brings the ball up the floor. Schmitz supporting to the right side in the corner. Now to Feldkamp. Feldkamp drives baseline. It looks like she stepped on the line. She did. And Marysville will get the ball back with 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Franco with it. Now she'll lob it over to Sammy Bartles. She'll cross midcourt. Ball tipped out of her hands, but it goes into Eva Fischel. Fischel passes it on. Ball shot short. No good. Franco gets it. Long two. Shot back of the rim. No good. Sammy Bartles fighting for the rebound. And Haley Schmitz will come up with it. Tries to throw it. Lob. And it is knocked away by Franco. Franco drives, and she's going to be fouled. This game is going to be replayed on BBTV, and I'll go ahead and set out the apology now. I might be a little behind the action in this because this is my first basketball game of the season. I'm going to be knocking the rust down, but definitely appreciate everyone listening and watching on the replay. Linda Franco hits the first free throw, and she gets in the book with 1 point. Marysville takes the lead now 3-2. Second one on the way. Hits the front of the rim. Rolls out. No good. Bartles with a rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt. That is going to be on Corey Schmelzley. It'll be her first. Team's third. And Bartles will miss her first free throw. Second one on the way is up. Back of the rim. Bounces up. No good. Rebounded by Kinsey Feldkamp of Axel. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Guarded by Linda Franco. And I was just going to say, Linda on her pretty tightly. And just as I was about to say that, she's called for the reach-in foul. Her first, team second. Axel with the ball. Corey Schmelzley now to the free throw line. Over to Smith. And ball, let's see what we got here. Fouls on Sammy Bartles. It'll be her first. Axel underneath her own basket. Going to lob it up to Dieters, but she wasn't looking for it in that particular angle. She went right. The ball went left and over her head and out of bounds. So Marysville's going to get it back. clock continued to run, and then it stopped. Sammy Bartles with the ball for Marysville, goes to the free throw line, kicks it out over the left side. This is a three. It is a three for Macy Raver. 5:03 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 6-2. And a little bit of contact here as Raver kind of undercut Haley Schmidt. Couple substitutions in the ball game for Marysville. We'll get those here in just a second. The Sammy Bartles intercepts the pass. She's going to drive it all the way in the lane. Goes up, back of the glass, in good for Sammy Bartles with 4 points. And Marysville now leads it 8-2, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Over to the left side, out of Jordan Smith, and we've got a timeout taken by Axtell. We'll take one as well. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. 8-2 Marysville. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. That's why we want to put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your auto insurance. Talk to your local team at Farm Bureau to learn about Driveology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Come see me, Brian Crott, at Farm Bureau in Marysville, Kansas, to learn more today.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
4:35 to play here in the first quarter. Marysville on top of Axel, 8-2. Axel's ball underneath their own basket. Going to lob it up, and kind of the same problem they had before when they were going to reporting. She was looking on the right side. The pass just was off the mark. To her left and above her head, and it goes out of bounds. So Marysville's going to get it back. Lainey Schaefer and Maddie Ronobaum were the two Lady Bulldogs that checked into the ball game. Linda Frank over the ball. She'll go over the right side over to Pichel. Pichel's pass tipped away. It goes out of bounds. It was intended to Ronobaum. Marysville will keep with possession. Linda Franco underneath her own basket. Gets it in to Schaefer, goes right back to Linda, but it's ripped out of her hands and a fight for it. And the jump ball, possession arrow says, it will stay Marysville. Linda Franco underneath her own basket off to the side, looked inbounded again. And we got a whistle away from the ball. And according to her reaction, I think that's on Sammy Bartles. If it is, that'll be her second. And it is. Well, that'll be her second foul with just 4:22 left to play here in the first quarter. Emily Dressman looks like she's going to come check back into the ball game, so Bartles will take a seat probably for the rest of the quarter with two fouls. 8-2, Marysville on top. Haley Schmitz with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes near the top of the key over the left side to Porting. Porting's pass is tipped, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Axtell. She was going into the post. And Marysville picks up the loose ball. Linda Franco bringing the ball up the floor. Over to the left side. She'll get it right back on the block. Turnaround jumper rolls off. No good. Rebound. Fight for it. And we got a foul here. Eva Pichel, excuse me, I mispronounced it. I think I got it right once, and then I somehow said it wrong. Axel with the ball, reporting, drives to the free throw line, kicks it out over to the left side, long two, shot no good by Aspen Bussing, who just checked into the ball game. But she's going to go to the line, and that's on Franco, and that'll be her second. And Bussing's free throw up high, back of the rim, no good. Second one is up, and she'll hit that one. Grace Lauer checking into the ballgame for Marysville with 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. We've been kind of scoreless here for the last few minutes, stuck at 8. Well, now 8-3, but Marysville's not scored in a few minutes. They'll drive baseline, shot in and out, no good. Rebound, fight for it, picked up. Lobbed over to Bussing. Bussing drives the lane. Shot off the mark. No good. Actually, that was Schmelzley. Sorry. Shot no good. Marysville with a rebound. They'll come back the other way. Long pass is tipped away. Fight for it. Goes. Stays inbounds. Reporting will pick up the slack. Quickly down the floor to the right side to Dieters. Now to the high post to Schmelzley. She'll turn around. Shot by him. Moves around. No good. Rebound of Marysville. Quickly down the floor. Now that's tipped and taken away, and another turnover, but then she'll turn it right back over as Haley Schmitz was trying to gather her feet, and she's called for the travel. 3:04 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 8-3. Going to lob it. Quick shot. No good. Rebounded underneath. No. Let's see. What do we got here? A shot by Rotterbaum. Misses the mark. I believe that was on Bussing. It was. It'll be her first. And the free throw is up and no good. Lily McClellan checking into the ballgame for Axtell. Second free throw, high arcing shot. It is good for Pischel. 9-3, Marysville on top. Axel with the ball at midcourt over the left side. Now to Porting. Porting drives baseline. Little floater off the mark. No good. Rebounded Pischel. Quickly up the floor for Marysville. Lobs it over to the left side. Pischel back with the ball. Near the free throw line on the right side to Lauer. Lauer back to Pischel. Pischel, she'll dribble, penetrate. Ball tipped, taken away by McClellan. And Axel coming back the other side. Quickly down the Feldkamp. She'll drive off the mark. No good. Marysville with a rebound. Ball tipped out of her hands, but Pischel will pick up the loose ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Over to the right side, over to Lauer. Lauer going down low. Bree Porting got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to stay Marysville ball. McKenna Miniman into the ball game now for Marysville. Jordan Smith and Corey Schmelzley back in for Axtell. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 9-3. Inbound over to the left side. On the left side of the block, puts it up and in. Axel coming back the other side. A three-point shot on the way. Off the mark, no good. And we got a foul here underneath the basket. Well, the clock continuing to run here. I'm not real sure what's going on. Well, they ran it down to 2:04, then stopped it. So Axel inbounded underneath their own basket. They're going to lob it up high. They'll get it over to Jordan Smith. Smith bounce pass and tipped and took it away. Lobs it up. No one there. Axel nearly turned it right back over with the travel. McKenzie Feldkamp is there. Swings it to the left side to Smith. Smith going down low. Kicks it out. Top of the key for three. Shot no good. Rebound tracked down by Marysville. Flips it up over the left side. And now the ball is loose, but Marysville will pick it up. Top of the key over Miniman. Miniman to the right side over to Lauer. Lauer down low over to Rotobom, and we got a foul here underneath. I believe that's on Jordan Smith, and it is. That's her first. Bree Fording and Haley Schmitz back in for Axel. Someone came in for Marysville. I did not catch who came in. Got Lauer out there. Pieschel lobs it to Ronabaum. Ronabaum near the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Pieschel grabs it. Tries to go up with it. She is fouled. She was shooting. She'll go to the line for two. It's on Haley Schmitz. That'll be her second. So Pieschel at the line. She's one for two with 1 point. Free throw up, and she'll hit it. Kinsey Feldkamp checking back in for Axel. The 5'7 sophomore gets ready for her second free throw. It rims in and out. No good. Ronabaum with the rebound. Her shot attempt, no good. Axel comes up with it. Feldkamp up the floor quickly. Now over to Smith, and Smith kind of bounced a little bit. She's called for the travel. Marysville on top, 12-3 with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Over to the left side to Pieschel. Pieschel up top of the key to Miniman. Miniman drives. Miniman now with the ball. Back to Pieschel on the left wing. She'll dribble, penetrate to the block, and she's called for the double dribble. Axel with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. That's Kinsey Feldkamp over the left side to Smith. Smith over to the left corner, McClellan. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound on the left side of the lane, and jump ball called, and possession will stay with Axel. Oh, I thought the possession arrow was pointing to Axel, and it is up on the scoreboard, but it'll be Marysville ball. Miniman over to the right side, over to Lauer. Lauer drives, lobs it to Ronabaum. Ronabaum puts it up and in. 14-3 Marysville with the lead. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Nice skip pass down low. Turnaround jumper is in and good for Schmelzley. Nice pass in there as they caught her. She had a nice mid. Bree Fording almost gets the steal. Fight for the loose ball. And it is going to be picked up by Jordan Smith. Smith driving the lane. Goes up high and no good, but she has fouled. Fouls on Lauer. That'll be her first. So Jordan Smith going to the line. First free throw is up and good. So Axel had been stuck on two, on 3 points. Actually, they were stuck on 2 points for a while. Then they got the one free throw. They've been stuck on three for about a minute or so. And now they've picked up 4 points here just in the last probably 40 seconds. 14-7, Marysville lead. Quickly down the floor, Pichot's shot rolls off the rim, and we're going to have a foul called here over the back. I believe on McClellan. Well, they pointed to her, but that's on Feldkamp. Well, up on the, or actually, no, that's on Drassman, excuse me, as McClellan. They pointed at her. McClellan is going to the line to shoot. Free throw is no good on the 1-1. But rebounded by Axel, but the ball is tipped loose. Bree Fording comes up with it. 10 seconds to the right side. Ball tipped loose, and Marysville comes back up with it. Quickly down the floor. Over to Miniman with 1 second. Now to Pieschel. Can they get a shot off? They cannot. At the end of the first quarter, Marysville on top, 14-7. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
The new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a sturdy two-door work truck, a 1500 model Z71, and the all-new 2500 HD LT Z71 package pickup. Yours at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Axel started the quarter with the ball and then turned it over, and then Marysville turns it right back on over with the double dribble. So we take 11 seconds off the clock and start where we should have. Axel with the ball here in the second quarter. Marysville on top, 14-7. Bree-40 with the ball, one dribble. Dumps it down low, shot rolls off, no good. Rebounded by Sammy Bartles, and here comes Linda Franco. Franco, cross midcourt. She makes a nice little move. Floater in the lane, off the mark, no good. 5-4, rebounded by Axel. Kinsey Pelkamp brings the ball up, cross midcourt. Now she'll try around on the right side to Bree Porting. Porting drives near the baseline, turn, kicks it back out to Pelkamp. Now up top to McClellan for a long two. Foot on the line, it's up and good. 14-9. Marysville with the lead, but Axel making some noise here. Pischel with the ball near the top of the key. Bounce pass into Bartles on the right block. One dribble, kicks it back out to Pischel. Now a little left side to Raver. Raver to Franco. Franco back to Pischel. Pischel going into Sammy. Sammy kind of stumbles, and she's called for the travel. Almost kind of looked like she slipped there. And once again, I'm proving that I was wrong. It's Peschel. So again, I apologize. Marysville with the lead. Peschel with the ball, top of the key over the left side. Now Franco on the wing. She goes cross court back to Peschel. Peschel has the ball off her knee, and they go out of bounds. Jordan Smith on the right side. The pass, it gives it right back. Now and then over in the corner to Feldkamp, but she's called for the travel. Linda Franco with the ball. She'll jog it up across midcourt. She's got two fouls. She's going to drive. Shot, no good, but she is fouled. She tried a little 10-footer on the right side. That's Feldkamp's second. And Linda Franco with 1 point. She's 1-for-2 from the line. She'll go to the line. She'll be shooting two. First one is up. Back of the rim, no good. Maddie Rotobaum back into the ball game for Marysville. Aspen Bussing back in now for Axel. Linda Franco, second free throw, back of the rim, no good. And Rotobaum tips it right back to Franco. Her shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rotobaum, no good. Franco had a hand on it. Now Bartles has it. She'll go up, and she is fouled. Foul is going to be called on Corey Schmelsley, and that'll be her second. Teams, both teams being aggressive on the rebounds. They're just not able to get the ball in the hoop. Bartles will hit the free throw. She's now got 5 points. Second one is up, and she'll hit it. So she hits them both. She's got six, and it's 16-9. Marysville with the lead, 5:44 to play here in the first half. Jordan Smith with the ball on the left side over to Bussing. I looked down at my roster and I saw a whistle. I didn't see what exactly happened, but Axel will keep with possession. McClellan along the baseline. Now she'll dribble up, goes to the block, and Bartles ties it up. Jump ball. And the possession arrow goes to Marysville. Apparently the possession arrow light is not working up on the scoreboard. Marysville with the ball on the left side, near the sideline. Out of the right, high post to Bartles. Bartles kicks it out in the corner for three. Shot in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rotobaum has a piece of it. Still loose on the floor, and Sammy Bartles comes up with it. Over to Linda Franco, just inside the three at the top, and it is good. Linda Franco with a long two. 18-9, Marysville with the lead. Wissing has the ball, tipped and taken away. Sammy Bartles comes up with it, over to Linda Franco. Long pass down over to Raver. Raver has it knocked away. It'll stay Marysville ball. Inbound in the corner to Laney Schaefer. Schaefer to Bartles in the paint. Shot in and out. No good. McClellan had the rebound. Then Sammy Bartles ties it up for the jump ball. The possession arrow will go to Axel. Jordan Smith, she'll bring it up across midcourt. Over on the right wing, bounce pass to the post. Kicks it out over to McClellan. Now to Bree Porting. Porting, left side. She'll drive baseline. Puts up a little floater. Runnelbaum got a piece of it. Porting comes right back with it. Bussing now with the ball for the Eagles. Up top, over to the right side to McClellan. McClellan back to Bussing. She fumbles with the ball a little bit. Now over to Jordan Smith. It's tipped and taken away by Bartles. Bartles has it taken away. She's going to take it right back. She's going to drive into the lane, and Porting is going to foul her. Bree Porting will pick up her first foul of the ball game. Team's ninth. Sammy Bartles at the line with 6 points. Free throw up and good. Substitution coming in for Marysville. Looks like it's going to be for Sammy Bartles. I didn't see who it is. And the second free throw, no good. Aspen Bussing with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt and got a reach in here. Is that on Sammy? That's on Sammy Bartles. That's three. Nope. It's on Laney Schaefer. It'll be her first, but Sammy Bartles quickly whipped her head over the scores table. Thought maybe that was on her. Dressman back into the ballgame for Marysville, and Bussing's free throw bounces around, hits every part of the rim, but does not fall in. So Marysville coming back the other way on the left side, now top to Linda Franco. Franco swings it to the right side to Schaefer. Schaefer, Rotobaum, Rotobaum back over to the left side to Raver. Raver right back to Rotobaum on the left block and put the ball down, picked it up, put it back down again for the double dribble. Shayla Harbolt in for Axtell. 3:45 to play here in the half. Marysville on top by 10, 19-9. Jordan Smith with the ball on the left side over to Bussing. Bussing drives in the lane, back of the rim, no good. Tip, loose ball, picked up by Raver. Raver quickly up the floor. Now she'll hold, wait for everyone else. Over to Peschel. Peschel in the corner now to Schaefer on the wing. Rims in and out, no good. Bussing with the rebound. Aspen Bussing up the floor. She'll go over to the right side. They're going to try to go right back to her, but Peschel read it, and she picks it off. Come back the other way. Over to Raver. Raver to Rotobaum. Back of the rim, no good, and she was going for the rebound, but she's going to be called for over the back. And according to my book, that's three on her. We're in the double bonus now. Actually, okay, no. I was looking at the wrong line. That's just the first one on Rotobaum. Free throw up and no good. McClellan back in for Axel. Linda Franco back in for Marysville. Corey Schmelzley with 2 points. Free throw, back of the rim, no good. Tip, loose ball, fight for the rebound. And Linda Franco's going to come up for Marysville quickly down the floor. And the pass is going to be too high for Lauer. It goes out of bounds. Jordan Smith bringing the ball up the floor. She'll cross midcourt. Ball tipped, and Sammy Bartles is going to pick it up. Gets the interception quickly down the floor over to Peschel. Peschel drives too hard, no good. Bartles with a rebound and put back attempt, and she is fouled. The shot does not fall, but she'll get two free throws. Fouls on Smith, and that's her second. Bartles, free throw, second free throw attempt is good. She missed the first one. 20-9, Marysville with the lead. Over the left side to McClellan. Down to Porting. Porting going inside, and a little miscommunication there on the pass as Bartles intercepts it. Over to Franco. Franco quickly over to Lauer. Lauer back up top to Sammy Bartles. Pump fake. Now she'll drive the lane. Puts it up. She is fouled. I believe they're going to get this on Bree Porting. That'll be her second. Sammy Bartles at the line, shooting two. First free throw is good. Taylor McClellan. And Schmelzley back into the ballgame for Axtell. Sammy Bartles, second free throw, she'll hit it. 2:25 to go here in the first half. Marysville on top, 19-9. Bounce pass to the left side for Axel. Swings back over near the top of the key. They'll try back long in the middle of the lane. Shot is good for Kinsey Feldkamp. That'll be her second. Now to the right side, quickly over to Lauer. Lauer shot off the mark, no good. Now they're going to go right back to her, to Grace Lauer. She'll put it up and in. 24-11, Marysville with the lead. Kinsey Feldkamp with the ball, crosses midcourt. Now she'll go over to the right side, over to Schmelzley. She lost the handle of the ball. Sammy Bartles comes up with it. Now over to Linda Franco. Franco up the floor. Stutter steps, maybe a little too much of a stutter. Linda Franco with the ball near the top of the key, crosses, and she's called for the carry. Rona Baum back into the ballgame for Marysville with 1:34 to play here in the first half. Marysville on top, 24-11. Axel with the ball to the right side to Bussing. Long three, shot no good. Rebounded underneath. Here comes Peschel for Marysville. Over to the right side. Shot up and good for Dressman. Axel driving right back down, and Dressman ties it up, and jump ball is called. Boy, both teams, being the first game of the season, they're fairly well conditioned. I looked down to write something in my scorebook, looked up, and Axel already had the ball all the way down on the floor. And Dressman, who scored the bucket, was down on the other side getting the jump ball, and Axel's going to steal this pass here, coming back the other way. Crosses midcourt. Feldkamp with it. Bounce pass to the left side. Long two off the mark. Rebounded by Dressman. Marysville coming back the other way with 47 seconds to play here and a half. Underneath the Rotobomb. Shot no good. Rebounded by Feldkamp. 26-11. Marysville with a lead. Axel with a ball. McClellan with a ball on the right side. In the corner. Now back over to Feldkamp. Feldkamp top of the key. To Jordan Smith. Smith one, or excuse me, that's Bussing. And Bussing's pass goes off the mark. Feldkamp hit it. It went back on the other side. So over and back is the call. And Marysville's going to get it back with 24.8 seconds left to play in the first half. They lead it 26-11. Fashion with the ball near the top of the key. Over to the left. Out of Schaefer. Schaefer now to Rotobomb. Rotobomb shot up. No good. Rebounded by McClellan. McClellan gives it up over to Bussing. Bussing quickly up the floor. 10 seconds to play in the half. Over to Feldkamp. Feldkamp over to McClellan. Long two. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Dressman. And they're just going to wind out this spot. First half is in the books. Marysville on top, 26-11. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, you have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
Light the sparklers. It's time to save on your favorite Valspar paint this 4th of July at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, June 28th through July 7th. Painting a room or painting the exterior, you'll appreciate saving up to $80 with mail-in rebates on Valspar Pristine, the advanced paint and primer with clean science technology. Stop by and they'll show you the whole lineup so you can get saving. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware for holiday rebates from Valspar. See rebate coupon in store for details.
And welcome back to Axtell High School as we're at the half in game number one between Axtell and Marysville. Marysville girls are leading 26-11. Let's go ahead and take a look at your scoring stats first for the home team, Axtell. They are led by Kenzie Feldkamp with 4 points, Corey Smelsley, Jordan Smith, and Lily McClellan with 2 points each, and Aspen Bussing with 1 point. Marysville led by Sammy Bartle. She's got 10. 6 of those are from the second quarter and all from the free throw line. Grace Lauer with 4 points. Macy Raver and Linda Franco with 3 apiece. Maddie Rodebaum and Emily Dressman and Eva Peschel with 2 points each. Marysville led it 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs outscoring Axtell 12-4 in the second quarter to get you to your halftime score here, 26-11. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, come back with more after this. Marysville on top of Axtell here at the half of the girls' game, 26-11. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call.
They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
And welcome back to Axtell High School. We're at the half. Marysville leads it 26-11 in the first game of two in the girl-boy doubleheader. Just about 2.5 minutes left to go here. We'll take another quick break, but we talked about it. It was both teams in the double bonus. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Axtell players with two fouls. Jordan Smith, Kinsey Feldkamp, Corey Schmelsley, Haley Schmitz, and Bree Hording. And for Marysville, they've got 10, but I missed a foul somewhere because I only have 9. But Linda Franco, Sammy Bartles, and Macy Raver with 2 fouls each. Maddie Ronebaum, Emily Dressman, Laney Schaefer with 1. And again, I'm missing 1 because there was 10 fouls in the first half, and I've only got 9. So I talked to you at the beginning of the broadcast where Abby Stevie, head coach for Axtell, said that one of the biggest keys that they need to work on is make sure they stay out of foul trouble. And like I said, they've got all those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in with 2 fouls. 26-11, Marysville with the lead. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, get you ready for the second half. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
time to clean the house. But you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
And welcome back. Axel will start with the ball here to start the second half. Haley Schmitz with the ball near the top of the key. Over to the left side. They'll drive to the baseline. Ball tipped, taken away. Linda Franco with the interception. Quickly up the floor. Her pass going. Nice play. Nice follow through, but shot in and out. No good. And still the intensity. Sammy Bartles picks up the loose ball. Peschel has it, and she's going to be fouled. But the BBTV Instant Access Replay will tell you what I didn't tell you, because that happened so fast. The ball was tipped, bounced around, and both teams staying focused on the ball, as you'll be able to see what I wasn't able to get from my eyes to my mouth to let you know. Marysville keep with the ball. Sammy Barrow, she'll pull up for three at the top. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Axel. Jordan Smith with the ball, tightly guarded, now up. Brings up cross midcourt, brief 40. Going into the paint, ball tipped away by Franco, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will stay Axel ball. Linda Franco thought maybe it was her ball. At least maybe she was trying to convince the official that it was her ball. Axel going to lob it up over to Schmidt. Schmidt, now we're going to have a travel here as Jordan Smith moved with the ball. 50 seconds into the third quarter. Marysville on top, 26-11. Linda Frangle, the ball brings up cross midcourt. She'll go over to the left side. Now to Macy Raver. Raver back. Roll the right wing now. Franco back with the ball, top of the key for three, and it is good for Linda Franco. That's her first three of the game, only her second field goal. She's got 6 points, so she's got a three, a two, and a one. Axel back with the ball over to Haley Schmidt. Schmidt going to the high post. Ball tipped loose, and Marysville comes up with it. Sammy Bartles quickly up the floor. She's going to drive, kicks it out over a long two to Dressman. Shot no good. Rebound put back. And Sammy Bartles will pick up her first field goal of the second half, and she's got 12 points. Schmitz with the ball. Over to the left side. Now with a Feldkamp. Long two. Shot no good. Sammy Bartles with a rebound. Bartles pushing the ball up the floor. She'll cross midcourt over to Franco. Franco spots up. Left side. Three-pointer. Shot no good. Long rebound by Peschel. Peschel gives it to Sammy. Nice pass to Linda Franco. Scoring to the hoop. Up and good. She's got 8 points, 5 points here in the third quarter. 5:45 to play in the third. Marysville on top now, 33-11. And Linda Franco's going to get another steal. Down the floor, over to Raver. Raver driving, and she is going to be fouled by Schmidt. And that'll be, according to my book, her third foul. And it is Macy Raver. With 3 points, has not scored since the first quarter. She had a three-pointer, and that free throw rims in and out and back in. Like to thank all of our sponsors and all of our listeners here tonight on KNDY. Second free throw, shot for the rim, no good. This game will also be replayed on BBTV. Axel with the ball near the top of the key. Bree Porting now with it. Lobs it into the paint. Kicks it out over to the left side to Haley Schmidt. She will have her pass tipped and taken away. Then Bree Porting knocks it out of Pezzel's hand. So it'll stay Marysville ball. Lainey Schaefer now into the ball game for Marysville. Linda Franco with the ball. Brings it up across midcourt. Swings it over to the right side. Going to dump it right back to her along the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's short. Rebounded by Porting. Reporting one dribble. Picks it up. Now over to Feldkamp. Feldkamp, she's going to drive near the top of the key. Over to the left side. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt's not good. Shot rebounded. Tip. And Bartles has it and then throws a long pass. It was intended to Macy Raver, but it goes out of bounds. I'm actually impressed by both teams. Here, this is the first ball game of the season. A little bit of rust you can see on both sides. Linda Franco will tip this pass away, but they're definitely intense and running the ball very well on both sides. Inbound to Schmitz near midcourt. She'll dribble to the left side. Over to Feldkamp. Back to Schmitz. Near the center circle, the right side to Porting. High post over to Schmelzley. Schmelzley back out now over to Porting. Porting drives, and she is going to be fouled by Schaefer. That's her second. And Bree Porting at the line. She is scoreless so far. 4:24 to play here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 34-11. First free throw is good. Miniman, Lauer, and Rotobaum all into the ball game now for Marysville. Reporting second free throw, rims in and out, no good. 34-12, Marysville with the lead, and they're going to turn the ball over as the pass to Lauer goes high and out of bounds. And not sure who that was going to, but Lainey Schaefer is going to intercept this pass. She's going to drive it over to the left side. Now over to Lauer for three, and it is good. She's got seven. That's her first three-pointer of the ballgame. 37-12. Marysville with the lead just inside 4 minutes to play here in the third. Jordan Smith with the ball over now to Schmelzley, and Schmelzley will put it up and in. 37-14, Marysville with the lead and with the ball. Paul tipped out of bounds by Haley Schmidt. It'll stay Marysville ball in the corner. And a timeout taken. We'll take one as well. 37-14, Marysville. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Marysville leads it 37-14 here in the third quarter. Lady Bulldogs on the floor. Well, three of them are anyway. No, four of them. Five of them. Yay, I can count. 37-14, Marysville with the lead and with the ball. They'll inbound it in the corner. And the Rotobaum back over to the left side to Schaefer. Schaefer's pass tipped. It'll go out of bounds. It will stay Marysville ball. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. That's been Bussing. We'll check back in for Marysville. Jordan Smith goes out, for Axel. Again, my first game of the season as well. Arizona ball, Schaefer over to the right side. Her pass is tipped away by Schmelzley, and Axel comes up with the steal. To Feldkamp, brings it up across midcourt. She'll try the left side to Busing. Busing drives right. Now over to reporting for three. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound tracked down by Schaefer. Schaefer pushing the ball up the floor. She'll go to the top of the key. Now to the left side, over to Miniman. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Schmelzley. Here comes Axel back the other way. Schmitz crosses midcourt. Now to Bree Porting on the wing. In the corner over to Feldkamp. She'll drive to the high block. Shot no good. Runnebaum with a rebound. Miniman quickly up the floor for Marysville. Top of the key. Over to the right side is Schaefer. Schaefer high post to Runnebaum. Back out to Schaefer. Shot off the mark. No good. Bree Porting with a rebound. And Bree and Emily Dressman tie it up. And I believe they're going to get a foul on Dressman. And they are. That's her second. Ashlyn Price checking in for Marysville. Lily McClellan in for Axtell. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 37-14. Bree Porting with a ball on the right side over to Feldkamp. Feldkamp picks up a dribble. Back to Busing. Now over to Porting. Porting near the baseline. Going back to Busing is tipped and taken away. Marysville with the steal. Laney Schaefer with the ball. She'll bring it up across midcourt. Goes near the top of the key to the left side over to Miniman. Miniman with the ball. Back up top over to Schaefer. Schaefer to the right side. Three-pointer on the wing. Shot in and out. No good. Rebounded underneath. Was that? That was Runnebaum with a rebound and put back. She's got 4 points. 39-14. Marysville lead just inside 2 minutes ago here in the third quarter. High post. Tipped and taken away. Runnebaum fighting for the ball between her and Haley Schmitz. And we're going to have a jump ball called. Jordan Smith and Corey Schmelzley in for Axel. Jordan Wheeler in for Marysville. Miniman over to the right side. Or down low into Runnebaum. Runnebaum, little drag step, puts it up and in. She's got 6 points. It's now 41-14. Marysville with the lead. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. To the left side, over to Schmelzley. Schmelzley, nice pass into Smith. Her shot no good, but it's rebounded by McClellan, and she is going to be fouled. I believe that's on Lauer. No, they get it on Wheeler. And the free throw by McClellan is no good. She's got 2 points. She's now 0 for 3 from the line. Second free throw bounces up. No good. Rebound tipped by Runnebaum. And then McClellan gets it, and she's going to be fouled again. So on Runnebaum, that's her second. McClellan back at the line. Free throw, no good. So her free throw woes continue. Actually, for the entire team. Second free throw is up, and she'll hit it. 1:19 to play here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 41-15. Marysville quickly down the floor. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Marysville ball. Porting and Feldkamp back in for Marysville, or Axtell, excuse me. Lobs it to Runnebaum. Runnebaum near the free throw line. Over the left side, they're going to go back to her on the left block this time. Shot back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, loose. Axtell comes up with it. Crosses midcourt to Bree Porting. She's going to drive baseline. Now back to the left side. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Lauer. Lauer's pass is taken away. Axel comes up with it. Shot no good. Free throw or shot was no good, but she gets it back, and then she's fouled on the second attempt. So Kinsey Feldkamp with 4 points. She's going to go to the line. She'll be shooting two. That's the second foul on Lauer, and the free throw, no good. .48 seconds to play here in the third. 41-15, Marysville with the lead. Shot up, back of the rim, no good. McCullough with a rebound, stripped out of her hands, but it goes in to the hands of Schmidt. Back to Feldkamp, her shot, good. Long two, count it, and one. So Feldkamp looking for the three-point play. It's on Wheeler, and that's her second. And free throw no good, but Axel is going to track down the rebound. Haley Schmitz with the ball. 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Swings it, pass, tipped, intercepted, taken away by Jordan Wheeler. Wheeler's pass is tipped. Marysville keeps up with it. Down low over to Price. Her shot no good. And we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will go to Axel with 21 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Marysville leads it 41-17. Haley Schmitz with the ball. She'll jog it up across midcourt. Pass, not sure who it's to, but it's intercepted by Price. And Price's pass is taken away by Feldkamp, or excuse me, by Schmitz, who gives it to Feldkamp, and she is fouled. So Kinsey fairly busy at the free throw line. However, she's yet to make one from the charity stripe. Free throw up, and good. So she says, I'll show you, I'll make one. Second opportunity is up, and she'll hit it. So apparently all I need to do is give her grief for not making one, and she makes them both. As we wind down the third quarter, Bree Forning will tip the ball out of bounds. It'll stay Marysville ball with 4.4 seconds left to play here in the half. Marysville leads it 41-19. They'll inbound and probably just hold. And they'll go underneath. Roll the ball. No, she'll put up. Nope, she's called for the travel. Shuffled her feet just a little bit, trying to get some room, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Marysville on top, 41-19. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Put it in the bag at Reflections Hallmark this weekend. Buy a tote bag for $9.99 and get 20% off all regular price merchandise that fits in the bag, excluding keepsake ornaments. You can also stock up on buy one, get one half off gift wrap and boxed cards. You will save so much. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville this Saturday and Sunday.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Marysville leads it 41-19 is where we start now in the fourth quarter. Franco with the ball over to the left side to Raver. Raver back to Franco. Cross-court pass over to the right side. Out top over to Peschel. Peschel for three. Shot no good. Rebound underneath by Bartles. Bartles skip pass is tipped away and picked up by McClellan of Axtell. Haley Schmitz bringing the ball up the floor. I had a little bit of my phone jack here that I was using, or the phone system, it was stuck. It wouldn't bring me out of my commercials. We missed a minute of play, but no scoring. Bree Horning with the ball. Her pass is knocked away. Shot no good by McClellan. Marysville coming back. Linda Franco in the paint. Pass is tipped by Schmelsley. It'll go out of bounds. Listening. And Jordan Smith back into the ball game. And Marysville inbound it to Sammy Bartles on the right wing. She'll go cross court over to Raver. Raver to Franco to Bartles in the paint. She'll go up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Peschel. Her shot no good. We're going to have a jump ball here on the rebound. And it'll be axed to ball. Haley Schmidt, she'll walk it up, cross midcourt, bounce pass, over to the left side of Schmelsley. She'll go in the lane, and she is going to be fouled. I believe we're going to get this on Dressman. And they are. It'll be her third foul. And Schmelsley at the line with 4 points. She's 0 for 2 from the stripe, now 0 for 3. Schmelsley, the 5'10 sophomore, second free throw, bounces around, no good. Rebounded by Sammy Bartles. Baseball pass down to Raver. Raver to Franco. Franco kicks it out to Peschel. Now back to Sammy Bartles at the free throw line. She is bummed. She kind of shoves up a shot. I think they waved it off. And they did. It's on Aspen Busting. That's her second. So Linda Franco will inbound it underneath their own basket with 5:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads it 41-19. Of course, this is the first of two ball games here for you. The boys will follow this one. Sammy Bartles out to Linda Franco. Franco back to Sammy underneath. Up and good. Bartles with 14. Marysville leads it now 43-19. 5:40 to go here. In the fourth quarter, Peschel tips the pass away. Loose ball, and Axel comes back up with it. And that goes to the floor. Bree Porting picks it up. She's on the right wing, picks up a dribble. She's in trouble, needs to do something with it. Gets it up over to Jordan Smith, and Smith is going to be fouled by Peschel. It'll be her first. Jordan Smith going to the line with 2 points. And line change for Marysville. Ashlyn Price, Lanny Schaefer. Miniman and Runnebaum into the ball game. And Smith free throw, no good. Rebound underneath, that shot no good. Second one is up and it is good. For Kinsey Feldkamp. And who they get this foul on, I believe, yeah, it's on Ashlyn Price, and that'll be her second. So looking for the three-point play, and it is up and good for Kinsey Feldkamp. She's got 11 points. And Feldkamp's going to steal the long pass by Marysville over to Reporting. She's going to drive to the right block. Shot no good. But she is going to be fouled by Miniman. It'll be her first. Marysville in control, but I'm sure Coach Amy Renier is not going to be happy with the sloppy play of her team here the last 40 seconds. Reporting shot no good. 5:13 to play here in the fourth quarter, and Bree will hit her second. 43-23, Marysville with the lead. Lainey Schaefer with the ball. They're Miniman. Top of the keys, pass is tipped. It's knocked away, goes on the other side of the timeline, but it was tipped. But a traveling is going to be called on Marysville, so Axel is going to get the ball back with 5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, this is our first two. The boys will play following this one. High post pass is tipped and stolen by Schaefer, and Schaefer is going to be fouled. I believe that's going to be four on Haley Schmitz, and it is. Minimum near the top of the key. Cross-court pass to the right side. Drives baseline, puts up a little floater, shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Feldkamp. Baseball pass to Bree Fording. Fording, she'll drive. She'll put up an eight-footer. Shot no good. Rebound and shot no good by Schmitz, and Marysville coming back the other way. Miniman crosses midcourt. She's near the center circle. Comes around to the right side over to Price. Price, one dribble, picks it up. Cross-court pass now over to Schaefer. Schaefer back to Miniman. Now to the top of the key. A long two. Shot no good by Lauer. And a second effort by, I believe, Ronenbaum. I looked away on my score sheet for just a second. Marysville missed the shot, and Bree Fording is going to be called for the travel. .405 to play here in the ball game. Marysville with the lead and with the ball. They're on top, 43-23. Lauer with it over to the right side. Goes up top now over to Schaefer. Schaefer puts up the shot. No good. Rebound tip loose. Freeporting comes up with it for Axtell. They'll cross midcourt to the left side over to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Porty. Now she'll go to the right wing to McClellan. Taylor McClellan into the ball game, and we're going to have a foul here as Kinsey Feldkamp will head to the free throw line. It's the third foul on Lainey Schaefer. Feldkamp with 11 points. Free throw up and good. 3:36 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 43-24. Feldkamp's second free throw bounces up high. No good. Rebounded underneath by Lauer. Miniman with the ball. Quickly up the floor to the left side is Schaefer. Schaefer in the Ronenbaum. Ronenbaum on the left block. Shot off the side of the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose. Ashland Price has it, and a whistle is called here. Let's see what the call is. Foul's going to be on Haley Schmitz, and according to my book, that's number five, and it is. So Haley Schmitz will foul out with 0 points. Marysville will get it underneath their own basket. Quick pass to Rodenbaum. Shot no good. Rebounded, tipped. It's loose out of bounds. Jordan Wheeler tried to go for it, but she couldn't get there. It's going to stay in Marysville ball. Wheeler will inbound it. Over to Schaefer. Schaefer to Miniman. Left side to Price. Price back up top to Schaefer. Right side in the corner. Now they'll go up top over to Schaefer. Schaefer to the left side. Pump fake. Long two. And it is good for Jordan Wheeler. That's her first points of the ball game. 45-24. Marysville with a lead. 2:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Axel shot off the mark. No good. Ronenbaum with a rebound. Marysville coming back the other way. Flips it up over to Schaefer. Schaefer out of Wheeler. Shot no good. Ronenbaum with a rebound and put back. She's got eight. 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville with lead. Axel with a ball. And we got a foul here on Price, and that'll be her third. And that's going to put Taylor Broxterman, 5'6" freshman, at the line. Free throw is up, and it is good. So being as she's a freshman, that's her first varsity bucket, or actually not bucket, point. Now she's got two of them. She makes the second free throw. 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 47-26. Ball tipped. Marysville keeps up with it, and Fording's going to steal the long pass. Fording's going to drive in the lane. She is fouled. Count it and one. Taylor Meyer picks up the foul for Marysville. Meyer, a 5'3 sophomore, just entered in the ball game. Reporting at the line with 2 points. Free throw is good. She's two for, or she had, oh boy, can't do math. She's got 5 points because she made the bucket and made the free throw. 47-29, Marysville with the lead. Up top over to Wheeler. Minimum. Now over to the left. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Schmelzley. Now to Porting. The pass is tipped away by Minimum. It'll stay Axel Ball. They'll inbound in front of her own bench. Over to Schmelzley. Turnaround shot. No good by McClellan, and fight for the rebound, and we got a foul here called. Looks like it's going to go against Marysville. It's on McKenna. That'll be her second. And Bree Fording back to the line. She'll be shooting two, and she'll hit the first free throw. Second opportunity on the way. It is up and good. 1:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-31. Marysville with the lead and with the ball. McKenna Miniman bringing the ball up the floor over the left side. Now up top over to Price. Out of the right. In the corner. Back up top over to Wheeler. Wheeler to Price. Price over to the right wing. 3-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Lily McClellan. Axel coming back the other way. Now over to Schmelzley. Schmelzley to the right side. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Marysville. Coming back the other way. Ooh, almost traveled. She kept her pivot foot down. Over to Meyer. Meyer in the corner. Pause is tipped. Loose. Price has it. Comes back. Marysville still with the ball. They're going to go in the post to run a bomb. Her shot rims in and out. No good. Rebounded by Axel with 44 seconds to play here in the ball game. Marysville on top, 47-31. And the pass is stolen by Ashlyn Price. Price quickly up the floor. Now she'll hold and wait. Over to Jordan Wheeler. Wheeler to the left side to Meyer. Shot no good. Run a bomb with a rebound and put back. She's got 10, 49-31. Marysville with the lead. Axel with the ball. Taylor Brockman over to Jordan Smith. Smith bounce pass down low over to Schmelzley. Her pass goes back to McClellan. Cross court to Smith. Long two. Shot no good. Rebound tip by Ronnebaum. And that's going to be your ball game. Marysville jacks up a shot at the buzzer. I don't think it would have counted even if it did fall, but Marysville wins their season opener over Axel 49-31. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at your scoring stats, and get you ready for game number two after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state.
He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
And welcome back to Axel High School. Game number one in the books. The Bulldogs of Marysville win it 49-31. Let's take a look at your scoring stats. First for the home team, Axel. They were led by Kinsey Feldkamp with 12 points, followed by Bree Fording with 7. 6 of those came in the fourth quarter. Corey Schmelsley added in 4 points. Lily McClellan with 3. Jordan Smith, 2. And Aspen Bussing with 1 point. Marysville was led by Sammy Bartles with 14 points, followed by Maddie Rodebaum with 10 points. Linda Franco added in 8. Grace Lauer with 7 points. Macy Raver with 4. Emily Dressman, Jordan Wheeler, and Eva Peschel with 2 points apiece. Marysville led it 14-7 at the end of the first quarter, outscoring Axel 12-4 in the second. It's 26-11 going into the half. Marysville outscoring Axel 15-8 in the third. They led it 41-19 going into the final quarter. Axel did outscore Marysville in the fourth, 12-8, but fall to Marysville 49-31. So Marysville starts the season off 1-0, Axel 0-1. Game one in the books. The boys are coming up next. We'll take a break, come back after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.